Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Culture Farm Weekly with me, Luke Clancy, and a couple of questions like, why does Irish trad sound like it does? And how do you know it when you hear it? Some of the answers to these questions on this special edition of the Culture Farm Weekly with composer and guitarist Dave Flynn. Flynn's own music, created with ensembles such as the Memory Orchestra, is often a classical orchestral and trad fusion. In its creation, Dave has often used guitars to help unpack aspects of Irish trad, such as tuning and ornamentation techniques from fiddles, harps, pipes, and banjos. These techniques can be hard, maybe even impossible to notate fully, but as Dave Flynn explains this time, guitar in hand, they can tell us huge amounts about Irish trad's unique sound world. So this is somebody attempting to play Irish music.
I describe it as a classical guitarist who has an arrangement of the very basic part of an Irish melody, without really having any training or understanding of Irish traditional music.
What are you hearing there?
Very well played from a classical guitar perspective. There's no doubting they're a very good classical guitarist, but basically what you're hearing there is, if you open up a book of Irish tunes, slight kind of harmonic embellishments on that, but basically the way they're playing the tune is not related to how a master traditional Irish musician would play the tune. It's very much playing a skeleton that's just in the book. There's none of the things, characteristic things that make a tune Irish, so to say.
Yeah, I mean, I would say there isn't that kind of swing, that kind of drive that you kind of get in the best of Irish.
Yeah, there's definitely not a swing to it. And the rhythm, there's no ornamentation, no variation in terms of melodic variation is an important part of traditional Irish music. Also, the tone of the playing is very much a classical tone, and it's like if you hear an Irish fiddle player and a classical violinist, they're a completely different sound. And the Irish, there's various types of sounds in Irish music and in classical music, but the fiddle sound tends to be quite different to the classical violin sound. So the same could be applied to the guitar to get a more Irishy kind of sound.
There's the nub of it. What is an Irishy sound like? What does Irish music, and I guess we're talking about Irish traditional music, sound like?
Well, Irish music is such a broad school, and it's not necessarily traditional Irish music. There's all sorts of, there's Irish jazz, Irish classical, everything. But if we're talking specifically about traditional Irish music, within that there's different traditions. You have the singing tradition, Seannós singing, you have the harp tradition, Celtic harp kind of sounds. And then there's fiddle music, pipe music, concertina music, flute, whistle. But broadly, they're kind of thought of as two kind of different things. There's the dance music and the slow music, the airs. What is that? I suppose there's various different sounds and techniques and instrumentations have developed over the years around certain melodies and melodic forms that are common to Ireland, not always originating in Ireland, but there's a certain way of articulating and playing the music that makes it sound Irish. For a musician who's classically trained, if they're looking at a sheet music, that it either will have no ornamentation written into it, or the ornamentation that's written in will confuse them because they're used to playing something different to what an Irish fiddle player would play. So the simplest ornamentation in Irish music is called a cut, and it looks like what classical musicians call grace notes. A classical musician playing a grace note would sound something like this. It's kind of one clear note played kind of quickly before a main note. So in that case, it's a G going to an E. Whereas a cut kind of is like, it's kind of cutting the note. You don't really hear the G. And one thing to understand is the main difference in ornamentation between Irish and classical music is that the Irish ornaments tend to be mostly rhythmic, kind of percussive ornamentation. They're not melodic. There is melodic ornamentation, but most of these techniques, cuts, crans, rolls, trebles, a lot of the time it's a percussive effect. But when it's written in sheet music, it's rarely written like that. So if you put down an Irish tune in front of a classical musician and they play it, the ornamentation will just not sound like a fiddle player or a piper or something like that, you know.
Why is that? Why is it percussive?
It's just the way the sound developed. Like, some of the ornamentations come out of piping, and it just kind of has, the ornaments have that kind of, it just sounds like that.
The kind of burbling, is that what you mean?
Cranning is the main kind of piping technique that sounds like that. But pipers have many different ornaments, like a whole host of them. But cranning is probably the most famed one because it's complicated and there's different ways of doing it. I mean, it's impossible to do it exactly as pipers do it on the guitar, but I do my best. And it's like combining various cuts that the ornament I heard and making that bobbly sound, like it's... kind of sound. And I suppose a sight reading musician would see something like that in a book and it might sound like,
so,
but here I often like to put a low note with it to get a droney kind of sound, like the pipes drone, so you get, and that comes in like different rhythms, you know.
So is the fact that a lot of these little ornamentations are percussive, is that related to the kind of drive that you feel in the music often?
Yeah, a lot of this music is dance music, so it's doesn't have what, you know, classical musicians call rubato, which is bending the rhythm. That really wouldn't be characteristic in playing traditional Irish dance music, because you want to keep a motor kind of rhythm going. Imagine there's someone dancing with you. One of the main ornaments that causes confusion is in Irish music we call it a roll, and notated it looks like what classical musicians would call a turn. And a turn is a, and sometimes the same symbol is used in Irish collections as well. There's a kind of a on the side S, it looks like. So if a classical musician sees that, it's say on a D note, they will go very melodic. You know, that kind of sound. Whereas a fiddle player, a piper, they will do much quicker. It's quite hard to do on the guitar as opposed to the fiddle, but so you kind of hear a, it's you're not wanting to hear a clear, you want, it's much more rapid. So if you were to play an Irish tune, that's a classical musician sight reading it. That's a role as I've adapted it to the guitar.
That's the version that your head just automatically starts nodding.
Yeah, exactly. It's more vigor to it and more, definitely more rhythmic.
You mentioned there that this is more difficult on a guitar than a fiddle. And I mean, one of the reasons is the strings on a fiddle are different from your guitar strings.
Well, there's the amount of strings. The guitar has 6 strings, fiddle has 4. It's the use of a bow, you know. These ornaments, when you have a bow, they really flow, and the bow kind of continuously articulates the string. If you leave it on, like fiddle players tend to leave the bow on the string all the time, and that's a technical kind of thing for those who aren't string players, but it keeps the music flowing, whereas a lot of classical string technique involves taking the bow on and off, and that gives it less of a flow. The other thing is the tuning, like the kind of standard guitar tuning is A-A-D-G-B-E, whereas the violin is tuned G-D-A-E. So when I'm playing melodic tunes, when I'm soloist playing Irish tunes, I like to tune it a bit like the violin. And this is unusual. I don't know anyone else who does it. But so I've adapted this tuning. Instead of the E, I have a D. Instead of the A, I have an open G, which simulates the low G of the violin. Then instead of the B of the standard tuning, I drop it to an A, which is the A of the violin of the fiddle. So I can do a lot of the same kind of techniques that a fiddle player would use, because they use the open strings of the instrument a lot to get certain sounds, and some of those ornaments. That's kind of craning on an A string. And that wouldn't be possible on standard tuning for a guitar. It's a very uncommon tuning known as old Spanish tuning. Now, I've done some research. Nobody seems to know why it's called old Spanish tuning. Maybe it was used in ancient Spanish music, but it's certainly not used, as far as I know, in flamenco or anything like that. But I'm sure Joni Mitchell probably has used it at some point. I haven't encountered anyone else that used it. I just kind of fumbled upon it because I was learning a lot of tunes on the banjo and the mandolin, which are tuned G-D-A-E for Irish music too. And I was learning the fingerings for them. And then I'd come to the guitar and I tried out the different common tunings like dadgad or drop D, open G. They're tunings that are commonly used in Irish music and standard tuning. And, you know, you have to adjust your fingers all the time and relearn the tune. So I suppose it started out in a place of laziness where I wanted to have the same fingering. But it's practicality, I suppose, more than laziness. And then the benefits I'd kind of discovered as time went on was I learned how to play the fiddle a bit, and I could just transfer some of the same techniques onto the guitar.
You mentioned the cran there. Tell us about craning.
Yeah, so on the Illum pipes, craning is an ornament that's articulating the lowest melodic note on the chanter of the Illum pipes, a D. And you can't do a roll on the lowest open note of the chanter, so pipers have come up with an alternative way of getting a similar sound, and that's craning. And basically, Paddy Glacken described it to me once years ago as a gurgling D note. So it's... there's different ways of doing it. And it's got quite a gritty sound. You can kind of hear a piping tune if someone else is playing it on another instrument, because the craning becomes a feature of it, you know.
Where would people listen out for it?
Donald Lunny has adapted it to the bouzouki very well when he plays tunes. He was probably the first plucked string player I came across doing a kind of a craning technique, and I took some influence from him when doing it. It's really not that commonly used by guitarists, I think. More commonly used is what we call a treble, and that's without all the ornaments. It's just like, you know, it's also commonly used in fiddle playing, particularly Donegal fiddle playing the treble, and that's just three notes of the same pitch. But actually, again, we can distinguish between a sight reading musician and a trad musician. A sight reading musician will see it and just do three clean notes, whereas there's kind of a percussive sound again, if you want to get the kind of treble sound. Like the great Tommy Peoples had a really distinctive thing that has been called a kind of a scratched treble, and that was kind of a bit like that, but in his own kind of way. He bounced the bow off the fiddle to get a really interesting sound. And
I'm
I kind of try and emulate that by doing a kind of a flick with my nails that kind of probably is similar to some flamenco techniques, but using different kind of music altogether. So you hear that kind of crackly kind of sound, rhythmic sound along with the note.
All of those things there, you know, you are getting sounds that are kind of like not the note all the time. So I think you're calling it percussive, but they're kind of like almost not in tones. So you're kind of playing outside traditional even temperament.
Yeah, I mean, and that's another thing. The Ilum pipes are in just intonation tuned to the drones of the pipes. So some of the notes don't correspond to, say, an equal-tempered piano. And I do certain things to try and emulate that. Some of the sliding kind of gliss kind of sounds. And you can bend the notes as well. Get that kind of thing to get kind of a piping sound. And it's a bit like the blues. When you put it on the guitar, it's kind of almost like the blues. Fiddle players do that all the time. They're always bending the notes, changing them. It's harder to do on the guitar because we have these annoying things called frets, which kind of keep the guitar in the equal temperament. But, you know, by doing that kind of bending the note, you can get some of the flavours.
I mean, you hear a lot more about just intonation in kind of contemporary music rather than traditional music.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it doesn't need to be talked about so much in traditional music because it just is what it is. It's the pipes, it's how they're tuned. I mean, and there's all sorts of different tunings people apply. Some individual fiddle players, for instance, have their own sense of tuning and it's consistent. It's kind of, won't fit exactly with a equal tuned piano, but they kind of hit certain notes. Paddy Fahey was someone who comes to mind, great tune composer who I really admire. There's some archival recordings of him playing and the notes, he hits some notes which sound really sweet in the context of his style, but they're not in tune with a piano, shall we say, as a piano is normally tuned.
I mean, and that must be one of the things about Irish trad. The piano isn't a constant at every session, so you don't have that sort of authoritarian figure.
Yeah, I mean, sessions are a funny thing because they're quite democratic most of the time, so anyone who turns up, as long as they can play reasonably well, is welcomed. And you can have instruments that are not tuned in the same intonation together, like Ilum pipes and an accordion, say. So you're going to get clashes that way. But if you've enough musicians, it kind of just blends together. I suppose a bit like a string section in an orchestra. When you've all those musicians playing string instruments, they're not all going to be perfectly on the same fingering position on the violin or the viola at the same time, so that you get this kind of chorusy effect, and you get that in Irish sessions too.
The kind of techniques that you're describing to me now, are you inventing ways to write them, to transcribe them? I mean, there is a lot of work in extended technique, which I guess must overlap somewhat with this area.
Yeah, I've been doing, because I work with classical musicians a lot in compositions, I mean, I have a string quartet piece called The Cranning that gets played quite a lot. It's getting played again in September by the Pirosmani Quartet touring around Ireland. For the National String Quartet Foundation series. And that the Cranning, I notate various ways of playing Cranning within that. And I've worked quite hard to figure out how best to notate these techniques so that a sight-reading, classically trained musician who's never played Irish music gets something close to the sound, and it certainly helps to have that kind of detail there.
Do you think the fellow we heard at the beginning would have benefited if he saw one of your manuscripts?
Definitely, definitely. Like I've been working at this for over 20 years and I've worked with lots and lots of musicians and I've kind of improved my understanding of how to notate it, how to explain it. And certainly with many of the musicians I've worked with, they really find it helpful to have that detail. Mickey Doherty, the great Donegal fiddle player, said if the collectors tried to notate everything we do, the page would be black, you know.
And there'd be less of a sense of people carrying the music, I guess, as well.
Yeah, and you see, that's the important thing. Every good musician who plays traditional Irish music or other kinds of traditions like that, they make the tune their own, so they do their own version of it and they change it every time they play it. So it's almost impossible to notate a Irish tune. What you see in a book is just the skeleton that you put the flesh on the skeleton.
So one of the leaders in this, I suppose, is the stringed technique of string instrument.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the strings. It's really most string playing and melodic string playing in Irish music comes from the fiddle, which is exactly the same instrument as a violin, but it's just played in a different way. And there's Irish fiddle playing, Scottish fiddle playing, Welsh, English, Canadian styles. There's all sorts of different ways of playing the fiddle, but in Irish fiddle playing, there's various techniques and things which make it Irish fiddle. And so that's the main string instrument in Irish music. There is banjo, mandolin. The techniques tend to be derived from fiddle playing and other instruments on those instruments. Then there's more accompanying style on bouzouki, banjo as well, guitars and citterns, all sorts of instruments have been used. But in terms of melody playing, which is, it's really a melody driven tradition, the fiddle is the main string instrument, but you know, it's been played on viola, cello, double bass, everything.
So you're putting down the nylon string guitar and picking up a different guitar. Because I wanted to ask you about the harp, which, I mean, there are people like Steve Cooney who've made quite an effort to bring Irish repertoire.
Yeah, Steve is a wonderful, wonderful musician. He's a genius on the guitar. He's redefined the guitar in Irish music. It's probably that the harp music is the one that's most played by guitarists doing solos, I suppose, because you can get that harp-like sound on the guitar. And
So what is the key to getting that harp-like sound on the guitar?
Well, it's letting notes ring. So you kind of have to move up the fretboard a lot to get this kind of cross-string effect. And that's just utilising the open strings of the instrument along with the stopped strings where the fingers are on the fingerboard and blending a scale which would be normally like. You're kind of doing effects that are more like. So all the notes are kind of ringing into each other. And the another thing you can use is harmonics. Let them blend into each other. So that's kind of some of the harp-like effects. The harp tradition has a different kind of sets of ornamentation. I'd say there's more melodic ornamentation in the harp because it rings so much, but they do. Modern-day harpists use some of the similar techniques, like the treble sound and the. Yeah.
What are we looking at?
Well, we're looking at an arrangement I've done of an ancient Irish harp prelude called Féin Gaelic. But I think I've done some research and it's Féachán Gaelic is how it should have been written in the collection. This comes from Bunting's Ancient Music of Ireland collection, a famous collection of some of the great old airs. Another name for the tune is try, see if it's in tune. And so this is apparently the ancient harpers had tuning preludes that they used to play before they did an air or a dance piece.
Harps then were the same as now. They're monstrously difficult to keep in tune.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Probably harder back then. So yeah, this is a piece that would have been probably played on the wire-strung harp. And I've done an arrangement to try and fit it on the guitar and make it more harp-like on the guitar. If you want to play more like a banjo player on the guitar, you have to use a plectrum, because the banjo players use the plectrum. But this tuning I use, what's good about it is it has the same way an Irish style banjo is tuned. G-D-A-E is in there. I'd recommend a steel string guitar to get a similar kind of style to a banjo. So kind of a banjo-y style with the, and you're using the plectrum, which all the other examples I was plucking the guitar with my fingers and strumming and that, but this is the plectrum to pluck the strings. It's kind of impossible to get an accordion sound on the guitar or a concertina sound, but one thing that I do is a kind of a driving kind of sound. A lot of the accordions have this kind of chugga-chugga driving sound that comes from the bellows going in and out. So to emulate that kind of a thing, I use a technique with my fingers, and it's just kind of almost like using a plectrum, but with some variation at times. There's less ornamentation in that, but a lot of accordionists say they don't use a lot of ornamentation. It's more about the rhythm and getting a kind of that kind of driving sound. Whenever I play, I want to try and make something sound authentic, or if it's an arrangement or if it comes from a different instrument, I kind of want to try and reflect that on the guitar. Like, I mean, what is a fiddle tune? It's not necessarily something that just comes from a fiddle composer, but it's a fiddle tune in that sense that it was composed for the fiddle. But so, and it's also like just these techniques. They're not just fiddle techniques. They're Irish or ornamentation techniques that are used across different instruments and emulated on different instruments. So it's to make it be the guitar sound as best as it can to being a traditional Irish instrument.
Dave Flynn there on guitars, making all the sounds of Irish traditional music. And you heard also from the Contempo Quartet playing Flynn's String Quartet No. 2, The Crowning. And watch out for September dates from the Piers Marnie Quartet, who'll be touring that piece around Ireland. Details from nsqf.ie. The Culture File Weekly is back next Saturday tea time with a Culture File debate from the Irish Museum of Modern Art on the art and politics of breath. Till then, bye now.